and Joe Bixler has been involved in a lot of these. He's at the MSU Cooperative Extension, and he's on the line with us right now. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
It seems like every week there's been at least one or two of these food distribution sites.
Absolutely. Spread out all over the county. We're connected to the Food Bank of Eastern Michigan, and so they've been coordinating the actual food and sites, and another team of ourselves have been coordinating volunteers and sites and logistics.
What I like about the photos I've seen of these food distribution sites is that, although, you know, when we're asked to donate to a food drive, it's always non-perishable food items, which is, you know, cans and boxes and jars. But you have fresh food that you're distributing at these sites.
Yeah, Paul, thanks for bringing that up. So the U.S. Department of Agriculture back in May established the Farmers to Families program, where they literally are buying food fresh from the farm. And they've hired the middleman who's getting it to communities through either the food bank or other sources. Case in point, for example, the food bank has been receiving all the fresh fruit, and they're all prepackaged boxes. There's a fresh produce box that has carrots and celery and onions and cucumbers and potatoes and apples and pears and all kinds of stuff. And then there's a dairy box that has 2 gallons of milk, 4 pints of milk, and some sour cream and cottage cheese and chip dip.
Nice.
And now we have meat boxes. So the U.S. Department of Agriculture put that together, obviously, to not only get food to communities in America, but also to obviously help the farmers out, because they were having challenges during COVID with labor.
That's right. That's right.
So it benefited. It was a win-win. Win-win-win.
And it's still going on. And so what are the requirements? So you have, you know, these food distribution sites. You got people show up. What do they need to do when they show up? What do they need to provide? And how do they know where and when these drives are going to be or these distributions are going to be happening?
Gosh, Paul, you ask such great questions.
I threw a lot of them at you there.
So there are no requirements. You just have to get in line and follow the directions of the parking lot attendants. We do not need information about the household. We don't need any names. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has waived all of that. We're just trying to help people feed themselves. And here's something really important. If you don't need the food, but you know someone else that does, get in line. you know, yeah. I don't care who's in line. We don't care who's in line. If food is needed by somebody, that either by yourself or someone you know, then get in line. There are no requirements. And in fact, if you come and say that you're picking up for two households, you'll get two boxes of everything. So, and it's curbside service. You don't get out of your car. The volunteers are all masked and social distancing is practiced. And we put it in your trunk or in your hatchback or on your tailgate truck, and you drive away.
That's great. You mentioned volunteers. You have volunteers that staff these events. Are you still looking for more people?
Yes. So sponsors typically, I'll give you one example, and this is typical of what some of the food distributions look like these days. The YMCA just sponsored one last Tuesday, I believe. And the Y had some of their volunteers, as well as from the Women's Life Insurance Society there, volunteering for the food giveaway last Tuesday. And typically right now, all of the sponsors are fulfilling the obligation of providing their own volunteers. There are, from time to time, however, events that we still need volunteers, and I've been accumulating a list of, over 150 names. And so if they would like to volunteer, they can send me an email. I'm going to give you my email address. It's Bixlerj, B-I-X-L-E-R-J, at msu.edu.
Easy as that. Fantastic.
Yeah,
what a great thing.
Let me say one thing about pantries, because the food that's being offered and facilitated in our community on a large-scale basis is through the food banks. but our pantries are still available. So if there are people who are in need of food, you know, in between times, we can always get access to food for them at the pantries. The pantries are struggling a little bit right now, Paul, and it's kind of related to something that you said a minute ago. They carry the non-perishable foods, canned goods, hamburger helper, all that, the box, you know, stuff. And people, frankly, are getting fresh produce, fresh food right now, and so the pantries are kind of, well, the shelves are full.
Yeah.
So it's a little, you know, if for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction, and we recognize that. Those who work in the food system, like I do for MSU Extension, have to be real sensitive to that. But, you know, the pendulum always swings the other way, and we have to adjust on a regular basis. So,
all right. Once again, if somebody wants to help, what's the number one thing they can do? You still there?
Hey, Paul, you said, yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, what's what can people do to help again? Just what if they want to reach out to you?
So send me an email at bixlerj@msu.edu and indicate that you want to volunteer. And don't forget the pantries. In fact, right now I would suggest that you donate personal care items to the pantry: shampoo, bar soap, toilet paper, feminine hygiene products, that kind of thing. Okay. They can use those. And it's not something we're providing at our food drive. So in lieu of the canned goods, it would be helpful to donate those things to the pantries.
All right. Fantastic. Joe, thanks for the update on that. Appreciate it very much. Best of luck with those ongoing food distribution events.
We should have you do a remote at one of our food events, buddy.
Well, you know, we're not doing many remotes these days.
Yeah,
social distance and all, but we'll consider that. We'll be in touch.
I'll make sure that coffee and donuts are there.
Well, you know how to get me to show up, don't you? we'll see. It's an intriguing idea. It might be a good thing to do. Absolutely.
Well, Paul, we're both in the same kind of shape. That's round.
Right. Round is a shape.
Exactly.
All right, Joe. Have a good one. Take care.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Anytime. You got it.
Thank you.